Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome to the DDP. We are at the end of Acts 24. Hey, quick reminder, next Saturday night is our Southern California Grace Encounter, Victorville, California. All the information's on my website. We do this on the usually on the final Saturday night of the month. We are going through the book of Colossians. Everyone in the Southern California area that wants to make the drive to the high desert, come see us in Victorville. Acts chapter 24, verses 26 and 27. Meanwhile, he also hoped that money would be given him by Paul that he might release him. Therefore, he sent for him more often and conversed with him. This is Felix, Governor Felix. I don't really think he knows who he's dealing with. He's got the Apostle Paul in bondage, in chains. They've been conversing about the gospel, about the man Jesus, the faith of Christ, according to verse 24. And he holds on to Paul, thinking that since Paul's a Roman citizen, maybe he'll buy his way out. But Paul, I think, sees this as an opportunity to continue to share the gospel, to continue to minister. So why would he buy his way out? And beside the fact that maybe he can't afford it anyhow, Felix just doesn't know who he's dealing with. He converses with him often. And in 27, after 2 years, Porcius Festus succeeded Felix, and Felix, wanting to do the Jews a favor, left Paul bound. So Felix has not been persuaded by the speech of Paul. We'll see that come up a little later in the book too, that very phrase, persuaded. And I think it's worth mentioning. I don't want to overemphasize it because the man's not here to defend himself and we can't really prove it, but there's enough evidence in the New Testament that Paul was not considered a very great public speaker. The indications are that he might have been better at putting his thoughts on paper than he was in person. And that might be another reason there that Felix is never persuaded. Paul perhaps should have wrote it down as opposed to saying, I don't want to spend too much on that. A lot of great writers and great minds are not great public speakers. It's said that Thomas Jefferson was not a great orator, yet his writings are brilliant, and they're on par with the kind of stuff you expect from Shakespeare. And yet, not too great when he opened his mouth. And that could have been Paul as well. Maybe the greatest part of his anointing is found in his writing. However, we approach the 25th chapter of the book of Acts. We transition into verse 1. Now when Festus, and this is now the new governor, Porcius Festus, when Festus had come to the province, after 3 days, he went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem. Then the high priest and the chief men of the Jews informed him against Paul, and they petitioned him, asking a favor against him that he would summon him to Jerusalem while they lay in ambush along the road to kill him. So this basically is just a plot that if Festus will summon Paul, they'll wait by the side of the road and basically pay someone to assassinate him. But Festus answered that Paul should be kept at Caesarea and that he himself was going there shortly. Therefore, he said, let those who have authority among you go down with me and accuse this man to see if there's any fault in him. And when he had remained among them more than 10 days, he went down to Caesarea, and the next day, sitting on the judgment seat, he commanded Paul to be brought. Interesting phrase, sitting on the judgment seat. This is a phrase that Paul would use to show the authority of Christ. I don't think Paul, when he says we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, is trying to indicate there's a literal throne we're all going to go stand in front of. It was a metaphor to be understood that Christ is the ultimate authority. We all stand in front of the ultimate authority. And for years, I tried to create a scenario where we would someday all march in front of Jesus, but I don't think that's what Paul meant at all when he said that, any more than you're to assume that the judgment seat of Acts 25:6 is spiritual. It was physical, and so we can assume that Paul talking about a spiritual Jesus is talking about a spiritual judgment seat. We'll pick it up here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.